want you something to admire. Cause you're shining something like a mirror, and I can't help but notice.
Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is overtime. I am joined by my main man, Justin Tony Cabral, as well as Big Bobby, and we've got an exciting overtime. We had a great show with Tuffy Gessling, the rodeo clown, joining us to discuss the situation with the Barack Obama mask, very nice man, as well as, we've been talking, you wanted to get back into a little bit of the Batman, Superman discussion.
I think we all have to nerd out on that a little bit more.
I don't understand where you want to nerd out. Go for it.
Well, let's talk about, first of all, the Twitter. If you were on Twitter the day that Ben Affleck was announced as the next Batman, Twitter basically melted. It just melted with reaction to that. And I just want to say, I'm not a pro Affleck. I'm not anti Affleck. I just kind of have a wait and see attitude, because I remember when Heath Ledger was originally announced as the Joker.
We were doing time at the time, and I remember it was a huge.
Oh, I'm sorry. You weren't even on. Go ahead.
Hi. Welcome back. I'm Coach Ball.
Sorry, dude.
And,
it happens. We have mistakes.
So, like I was saying before,
You were doing prime time at the time.
We were doing prime time when that announcement came out.
Heath Ledger.
And I remember our big discussion on prime time with Mark and Tony.
Oh, where are you going to go with this story? Because this has got two sides. I'm really interested to hear
how we were like, what the hell is Nolan thinking putting Heath Ledger in as a Joker?
Actually, I actually went back and listened to that audio again about 2 months ago. Because if you remember, it might have been Jeremy who was on the show. We discussed that exact episode and the fact that something else. And Andy Eckel, who happened to be the guest that day, were completely blown away by the fact that they would even choose him. And Andy specifically tore in to Heath Ledger. Oh, no one will take over Jack Nicholson as this. And on the show,
you hear it on the show,
me explain to these guys, give him a chance. It's a very good chance that
oddly diplomatic at that time. I don't know what's happened to you since. You were diplomatic about the fact of wait and see. I remember back in the day going to the midnight show at the Clarkson 6 Cine of Batman and getting a Batman t-shirt for going to the midnight show and being blown away that Tim Burton transformed Michael Keaton into Batman.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
People were so upset about Michael Keaton.
And then Heath Ledger.
A lot of skateboards with Batman stickers on them.
There was social media back then. It would have been an outcry like today with Ben Affleck. Let's wait and see what happens. See what the outcome is.
A lot of people didn't expect Michael Keaton to pull it off. A lot of people didn't expect Heath Ledger from the Gay Cowboy movie to be the Joker. So, how do you feel about Affleck? Did you really say?
I always reserve my judgment. Like I said, I'm not a big comic book movie guy. I've talked about it multiple times on the show. When I first went and saw X-Men, I walked into that movie not knowing the characters, not knowing the actors. Walked in, walked out, loving the movie, thought it was great. Everyone around me was just tearing in a new one because they're all comic book nerds.
I'll say this too about the role of let's talk about the role of Batman in cinema. Now, the fact of the matter is, it's a very restrictive suit, covers most of the face, covers the whole body.
You really talk like this.
Oh, please. I don't want to get into that aspect in the whole
film.
But the idea is, Batman, you could almost have anyone play Batman. And I don't want to take away from the role of Batman. It's like Jason Voorhees. It's a very physical role. But with that suit, it really comes down to the cost of costume design and the production design for the Batmobile a lot. The real challenge in that role is playing Bruce Wayne.
Yes.
If you get a good Bruce Wayne, you've probably got a good Batman.
Because
that's the role.
Well, I think Bale did a pretty decent job as Bruce Wayne.
Oh, I'm not saying anyone didn't or did or didn't. I think I can criticize
Bale's Batman because of the voice. Because
he talked like this.
Right.
That was the only thing that was really weird about that Batman. I really enjoyed The Dark Knight, honestly, more than I enjoyed the George Clooney version or the Michael Keaton or
the Joel Schumacher films were an abomination.
Because
that was part of your nostalgia. That's part of your history in 1989. That's the movie he just talked about.
Kilmer was the best Batman, and Lord Hardis is like,
he was the worst Batman.
Yeah, I think.
But, you know, Bob Kane had a different opinion. So.
And I shouldn't say those movies were an abomination, but they were a decided shift in tone.
Yes.
For the, you know, that I didn't appreciate at the time. I'm very looking forward to a new Batman movie, and I have a wait and see attitude.
Yes.
How do you feel? I'm going to be wait and see. That's how I always am. Like I said, I'm not one of those people. I don't come down like I'm a huge horror movie buff. We had the discussion on the first Overtime ever. You and me went back and forth about Evil Dead and
the 13th and all that. And I am a very wait and see guy. I finally got to see the new Evil Dead movie. I think we talked about it. It was a really great movie. Mm-hmm. It was really well done. I liked the new Friday the 13th. I liked the new Freddy Krueger. Like, I didn't have a problem with a lot of these things. I didn't have a problem with the reimagining and the retelling of the Halloween movies that Rob Zombie did. Like, I find that everybody brings something to the table a little different. I think that the really goofy comic book-ness of the one with Poison Ivy and Jim Carrey as the Riddler, I thought it worked out great.
Yeah.
For Jim Carrey, because he's such an animated, very, like, almost pro wrestler style, comic booky kind of actor. I thought that movie lent well to that character. I think he was the best Riddler you could possibly have put together.
I think they would have been better with those films going into it as a reboot rather than going into it as they were marketed as a sequel.
But I think I get sick of the reboot. That's my point. Like, at some point, I have heard the origin. Stop it. Now, the new Superman movie did a great job of telling the origin again.
You don't...
Hold on, you can do
a reboot movie without necessarily doing an origin story.
You can completely. And that's the thing. Like, you know, Tim Burton...
But the argument always comes back to, when's the Joker going to show up?
Well, you know, Tim Burton did, in his sense, his reboot that was very Dark Knight-esque. Then Schumacher comes in much more with the colorful, you know, back in the day Adam West cartoony style from the original DC Comics. And then, you know, then you get Nolan who comes in. Like, it would have been interesting to see what Aronofsky would have come up with, or what Wolfgang Peterson would have come up with when they had the reins of their specific Batman movies along the way. And then now we're going to get to see what Schneider has to do with Batman vs. Superman when he kind of has a new take on
Question
Superman
for the Batman. Table. Question for the table.
Yes.
If there is a director...
Yes.
Right now, that is not in talks to or hasn't done a comic book movie. So let's just use the Batman franchise.
Mm-hmm.
There's a director who has not touched it.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Who would you like to see direct a Batman movie?
Ooh.
I don't think he's a director, but I'd like to see J.J. Abrams be part of something.
He is a director, and that's who I was going to say.
You'd like to see J.J. Abrams do a
Couldn't
Batman.
Remember if he was a director or producer, but I'd love to see J.J. Abrams.
Well, remember, J.J. took the reins of Roddenberry's universe, and he reimagined Star Trek.
Which, by the way, saw Star Trek Into the Darkness. Great movie. Yeah.
Fantastic.
So, thank you, Wrath of Khan. But yes, it's, you know, Abrams came in, and he had a completely new reimagining of the Star Trek universe. Now he has the reins of the Star Wars universe, which he was far more a Star Wars fan than a Star Trek fan. And
can't
he
wait
that.
To see that.
So now he, you know, he's proven his ability in that space, science fiction, sci-fi universe with Star Trek and being successful. And I'm kind of curious to see who's going to take over the reins of the Star Trek franchise under still, you know, Bad Robot. But at the same time, now Bad Robot is going to have the chance at Star Wars. Like, here's a man who launched himself, of course, with stuff on TV like Alias, all the way up through, you know, Mission Impossible 3 and through other films, and then all of a sudden now going, wait, you got Star Trek and Star Wars? Who are you? Are you Yoda? Like,
yeah,
he
yeah.
is like, he is like
Captain
that.
Kirk and Yoda.
He has Star Trek.
And
he
Star
has
Wars.
Star Wars. And now you want to give him Batman? Like,
sure. No, but he said if somebody could find a creative way to reimagine it, that would be perfect.
You know,
who would you like to see?
But the,
this is
now, the directors will never cross boards. Between those that are with Marvel will stay with Marvel, and the DC guys will stay with DC. I would be almost impossibly hard-pressed to see any of them cross the line from Marvel to DC.
I can't believe the guy who rebooted Star Trek is rebooting Star Wars. Or not rebooting, but continuing that universe. It seems weird to have one guy.
It's hard to say one guy. I mean, J.J. Abrams has the Bad Robot behind him and everything else. And even Lucas is enthusiastic. Because here's a guy who admitted across the board through the entire time of taking over Roddenberry's universe of Star Trek, saying, I'm actually more of a Star Wars guy. And then Lucas hands off Star Wars to
Disney of all places. Well, and
no, he sold out. Who else? That money.
Well, I hope there's no more Jar Jar Binks.
He gave over to Disney, you know, all of Lucasfilms, and then when the thing came up, and of course it was always the mysterious final three films.
Yeah.
And they said, you know, yeah, we'll give it to J.J. Abrams, and he's like, great choice. And all of a sudden, Harrison Ford goes, I'll do it again. You know, it's not Lucas's writing. I will do it for you, J.J.
But I'm going to be very disappointed if Leonard Nimoy does not show up in these Star Wars movies. That's all I'm saying.
Why?
Like, because Leonard Nimoy needs to show up in every J.J. Abrams movie at this point. It seems like every time they just kind of wheel him out.
J.J. Abrams project.
Oh, whatever. Okay, who would you like to see?
Oddly enough, kind of an outside choice, but maybe Kevin Smith, a guy who's so respectful of the mythos of the character, who maybe understands Batman on a deeper level than anyone in Hollywood.
I think that there is something that needs to be said for the individual who takes the reins. They have to have a vision beyond just the story.
Well, no.
They have to understand the dichotomy of space and time and the look of things in that big...
And here's what I'll argue.
I don't think Kevin has that.
His director of photography... His director of photography would be crucial to that kind of project. But think about this. Sam Raimi, who made Evil Dead and Evil Dead 2,
also did Spider-Man.
Did the Spider-Man trilogy.
And they weren't bad.
You would not watch Evil Dead or Evil Dead 2 and think, this guy's going to make a movie like Spider-Man.
Well, nobody would have thought John
Fucking Amy.
I'm not.
Have to think about the writer.
This is a guy who owns... his own comic book store franchise. Here's a guy who knows more about the comic book universe than most people on the planet.
Yeah, he's one of those ultimate fanboys.
So maybe he would be better off not directing, but being a part of the team that is behind the production and writing.
I think both. Now, mind you, he has written scripts for these films. I mean, if you remember, there was a story he even discussed in one of his
Evening with Kevin Smith DVDs, the first one.
He discussed
Superman,
the whole Superman Tim Burton debate on if they hate each other, because when Tim Burton had the reins of Superman with the, you know, god awful liquid blue suit on top of Nicolas Cage and everything else, whenever he did that Superman. And apparently Tim Burton was handed the script from Kevin Smith that was the Death of Superman script. Because that was, you know, it was
stuff that never came out.
It was about 10 years. He talked about the fact that there's a feud. There was a supposed feud between Tim Burton and Kevin Smith. And Kevin admits, from my understanding, he's flat out admit, I wrote The Death of Superman. And he's like, are you kidding me? And threw it back in his face. Now, he claims that, he didn't throw it back in my face and blah, 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 whatever. But he has written scripts for these films before because he knows the universe and the characters and the abilities and the time frame and the mythos and the ethos and everything else of this universe so well. But I think to give him the reins like they gave Favreau with Iron Man or Raimi with Spider-Man and be like, you know what? We're going to give you the reins of whatever your mind can imagine in your universe.
Right.
Because we're on overtime, I'll say this. I would probably say holy shit to that.
Yeah,
because that would be fucking amazing.
Okay,
well, there you
fair
go.
Enough. All right, well, let's move on, because I have a little bit of a trivia challenge here that I think that I want to put you guys to the test.
Trivia.
Big Bobby.
What up?
How talented are you in trivia? Are you a good trivia guy?
I'm decent when it comes to history and sports.
You're decent when it comes to sports. What about you, Anthony Cabral?
I'm okay. I'm doing a phone a friend in because I got
no
phone sports
friend
trivia.
No phone a friend. No using your cell phone.
Phone Siri.
No. I have the call. No, I'm okay. I can hold my own.
All right. What about you, Justin? On the world that is
on the Anita Queen questions.
Yeah, the Anita Queen questions. Where you at on the Anita Queens?
Well, that's what the topics are too. That's a huge.
Well, we're going to play a little game. 10 questions. 10 straight questions. Okay.
10 questions.
You guys are just going to all give me your answers. Okay. I'll give you the
answers. Keep track.
Oh yeah, I'm keeping track. And the winner. Okay. We'll have to figure something.
How are we giving out these answers without, you know, I mean, are we writing them down so we don't cheat, or what are we doing here?
No. We'll take a poll. I mean, everybody can hear what everybody else says. You see what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like, and we'll do it randomly, so it's not always the same person in order. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And then we'll take a poll, and if you agree with that person, you can use that as your answer. Or if you're against it and you got some other answer, go with something different.
Okay,
that's fine.
Okay.
And so let me get to your topics here real quick, okay?
Topics.
We have arts and literature. Mm-hmm. Geography, mm-hmm. entertainment, mm-hmm. history, mm-hmm. science and nature, mm-hmm. and miscellaneous.
Potpourri.
Okay. I like to say potpourri.
Knock it out.
A cornucopia.
A cornucopia.
A potpourri.
S words.
A bunch of dead flowers in a bucket. That's what
I'd
we're
like
calling
swords.
It.
I'd like swords.
Sibilance.
I'd like swords. That's S words.
Turn up the bass.
All right, here we go. We'll start off with Tony Cabral.
Yes, sir.
Tony Cabral, you have the first choice of these different topics. Now, I'm going to allow you guys to pick them, but like, don't just bury the one topic all the way down. Like, at a certain point, I don't have any more of the questions for that topic.
Okay.
So, all right.
Do you have more than one question per topic?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Geography.
You're going to go geography. Mm-hmm. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Justin, we're going to go to you first.
Oh.
All right. Here's the question.
He picked this.
You want the question? Okay, that's fine. I think that's fine. I think that that's fair. Whoever picks gets the first question. Okay, here we go.
Okay, go ahead.
Geography. What is the second highest mountain on planet Earth? The second highest mountain on planet Earth.
Kilimanjaro.
Okay, you're gonna say Kilimanjaro, Justin.
Yes. No, I'm drawing a blank. That's the only mountain I can think of. I don't think it's that, but I'll go with that.
Okay, so you're going to go Kilimanjaro too?
Mount Fuji.
You're going to say Mount Fuji. Well, all three of you are incorrect. The answer is K2.
Oh.
K2.
K2, sir.
Big Bobby, choose a genre.
Entertainment.
I don't know what number one is, but, you know.
You want to do entertainment?
Entertainment.
Okay. This one could be very interesting. Bobby, who directed the 2001 movie Blow?
Ben Affleck.
Justin, what's your answer? We might have to do this the first one who gets five right.
It's sounding like it's going to be a long time. That's a great movie, but I can't think of the director. I know this guy next to me knows, so
potentially.
No, I'm like, holy shit! I'm gonna look like a fucking asshole. Why not?
Who is it? Who was this?
Nothing for you. What about you, Tony Cabral?
Blow.
Yes.
Blow.
With Johnny Depp.
Yep.
I think it was Michael Mann.
Incorrect. The answer is Ted Demme.
I was gonna fucking God damn it.
Ted Demme.
That was what was I was like,
I think I'm gonna change
Ted
the rules.
Ted Demme or Michael Mann?
I think I'm gonna change the rules. The rules is who first person to get to five correct answers wins this tournament.
I should it was awesome. It was like Ted Demme and Michael Mann.
I got some interesting questions here. So like they're not the easiest, but they're not the hardest.
Just because of Batman, I thought Affleck.
Justin, you are up, sir. What you like? What topic?
I will do miscellaneous.
Miscellaneous.
Mm.
Okay. What were barcodes first used for? What were barcodes first used for?
Universal product codes. First used for commercially or?
Just in general. Their first development and use was for what?
I imagine their first use was either in a military or educational setting to keep track of things. And then they were transferred over, you know, to the commercial market.
Okay.
SKUs, so that.
I need a little more detailed than that. A little more detailed.
The
military. I mean, that could be anything.
All right. Let's say missiles.
Okay, missiles. Tony Cabral.
Equipment inventory.
Oh, okay. Equipment inventory. Well that's obvious. That's what a barcode is for.
But meaning,
I need more detail. Like, what specific use?
What specific item?
He said missiles.
What do you?
Well, I was gonna say, you know, for military, you know, equipment checkout, like arms, like small arms or
small arms. Okay, so guns.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Military inventory.
We all said the same thing.
Before you said anything.
No. I need more detail than that. What specifically under military inventory?
Ammunition.
Okay. All three of you are wrong. It was to label railroad cars.
Really?
Labeling railroad cars.
Well, I feel like I was kind of railroaded into the military.
Yeah, okay, back to me.
All right. No. How about this? Let's switch this up. I can play with the questions a little bit easier. Find ones that are a little bit more acclimated to the situation. All right. We're going to go with...
I was going to pick entertainment because I got to redeem myself in the world that I just fucked myself in.
Okay. Let's do arts and literature.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Okay.
What mythological beast has the head of a man, the body of a lion and the tail and feet of a dragon. Little body, big body.
A centurion.
A centurion. Tony Gabriel. Has the head of a man, the body of a lion, the tail and feet of a dragon.
Holy cow.
It actually, in a weird way, played heavily in a video game that is extremely nostalgic to us growing up that was on Sega Genesis.
I was going to say a Sphinx, but...
You said Sega. That just blew my mind.
But,
Sega!
Sega! I mean, he's picking the random shit out here. It's head of a man, body of a lion,
tail and feet of a dragon.
Tail and feet of a dragon.
The tail and feet of a dragon.
I like your dance moves.
Oh my god, I don't know.
Justin.
What? I'm stuck on that one. What video game?
Is it
Altered Beast? Is it Golden Axe?
It was in Golden Axe. Good call there. How did you pull that one out of your butt? Nice to go.
I played a lot of Sega Genesis.
There you go. It was Golden Axe. That is the game.
Oh, yeah. All right. So it's Golden Axe. There's a head of a man with the body of a lion.
And the tail and feet. The feet. Of a dragon.
And the dragon tail. Oh, yeah.
Dragon tail.
Whippity, whippity. And you're just gonna.
You said Sonic, or you said Sega. I thought Sonic the Hedgehog.
All right, are we giving up on this one?
Yeah.
The answer is the manticore. If you remember, you would jump on the back of the manticore
and
whip its tail.
Yeah, the dragon.
Okay,
manticore.
Yes, the manticore.
That not been used as a wrestling gimmick? That has Vince McMahon all over.
Los Matadors is the newest one that sucks.
Entertainment. Here we go. Okay. What TV spy often tried to pass himself off as a salesman for Pontiac Greeting Card Company? Oh, that's going to be hard for you guys. Cut that. We're moving on.
Is it Columbo?
No. But you're in the right time period, actually, with that.
Matlock? Perry Mason?
Stop.
Kojak?
Wait, read the whole thing again.
What TV spy often tried to pass himself off as a salesman for the Pontiac Greeting Card Company in his TV show?
Mission Impossible guy.
I was gonna say
this actual TV show,
like Get Smart, but it's not. You know, is it Get Smart? Like,
what is your answer?
Beaver Cleaver.
The answer is Maxwell Smart from Get Smart. Very good.
That was a smart answer.
So Tony Cabral gets one
Way
point.
Way to go, Tony.
Well, I'm glad that everyone...
You win!
Yeah. Let's see.
I just needed to redeem myself from the Ted Demme debacle here, so...
I'm glad that everyone...
I swear, I was like, it was Ted Demme, Michael Mann. I was like,
I'm glad that everyone that's been listening to us think and breathe for 10 minutes haven't finally heard someone get a right answer.
History. Okay. Little Bobby, you go first. What was banned in the U.S. under the terms of the 21st Amendment?
Do Love Crew.
Alcohol. Prohibition.
You say prohibition and alcohol. What do you say?
Do Love Crew. Banned in the USA.
Okay.
No, it was prohibition.
Prohibition?
It was alcohol for prohibition.
Wait, 21st?
The 21st Amendment.
Yeah.
You're going to go prohibition, alcohol?
Yeah.
Across the board, everybody gets a point. It was alcohol. Congratulations to all of you. Tony, you're up 2-1 on everybody. Uh-huh. All right, we're moving on. Miscellaneous.
Oh, God.
What cards do you have if you have a big slick in the game Texas Hold'em? Ooh. Justin.
I don't know when to hold them, know when to fold them.
Know when to walk away?
Yeah. So I'm just going to
walk away. So what cards do you have if you have a big slick in the game of Texas Hold'em?
I don't believe in gambling.
Okay. Bobby?
Let's go with King, Queen, Jack. 1, 2, 3, 10, 9 of clubs.
What? You get 2 cards in Texas Hold'em.
But you have to make the best 5 hands.
Right, but
what cards?
Oh, so we're it's just first 2? Okay, a king and a queen.
Okay. And Tony Gabriel.
Ace King.
I'll give you the point. You were halfway there. It's ace king of the same suit.
Yeah.
It has to be the same suit. I'll give you the point technically because you said ace king.
Well, in a weird way.
He didn't say he said King Queen Jack.
If I just run down every card in the deck, do I get a point?
Tony Cabral, I give you a point. You're up 3-1-1. 3-1-1. Can you handle that? You're almost there. You're almost the champion. Let's do Science of Nature.
Oh.
Tony Cabral, what animals live in a lodge? What animals
beavers
live in a lodge? You say beavers. What do you say, Justin?
Yes.
I'm not sure what the yes is. Do they speak English over your guesses?
Is there English a lot?
Is a lodge inside of a dam?
Potentially. I don't know. I'm not going to give you an answer.
Wait a minute. I've got it. Elks.
Elks. Elks live in a lodge. That's very good.
That's crappy.
I get a half a point just because of creativity.
That's great.
What do you say, Bobby?
Meerkats.
Meerkats? Like Meerkat Manor?
What? No, meerkats like Timon.
What manner of meerkat?
The answer is actually the beaver. So congratulations, Tony Cabral. He is up 4-1.5.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, Justin.
Elk Lodge. That's great,
I'm
going
to give you a 0.5 there for that one. That was kind of cute.
All right.
Half a line.
Geography again or entertainment. I need to redeem myself more.
Right. Our Redeemer, we get it.
I'm looking. I'm sorry.
skimming this page violently.
All right, geography.
Okay.
Low body.
Bated breath.
Yep.
Where in the United States is coffee grown? Where in the United States is coffee grown? I'll accept a state or a city, not a region.
Oh, crap. Arizona.
You say Arizona. What do you say, Justin?
Florida.
Tony Cabral. You could win. You're up 4-1.
I was going to say Puerto Rico?
You could be
part of the U.S.
Tony Cabral could be the champion of this entire game here if he answers this correctly.
No pressure, though.
Where is coffee grown? I'm going to have to say the South.
I said no region.
Region.
I'll take a state or a city.
I'd say California.
Okay, you say California. You're all completely wrong. It's Hawaii.
American
so nobody gets
Samoa.
A point there.
Oh, Hawaii.
Hawaii. I know that.
I saw that one time on a
Hawaii.
Show.
Sorry, yeah.
That was as far away from it as I could be.
What's the closest environment to Colombia? Puerto Rico? Hey, Puerto Rico counts. We're going to have a point. Oh, man. Sorry, go ahead.
All right. Entertainment.
Okay.
Tony Cabral, you're up first.
Oh, God.
What is what is Shorty's real name in the movie Get Shorty?
Oh, God, I don't know.
What is his real name?
John Travolta.
Yeah. John Travolta?
No, it's not. And you don't get a point for that. No.
I won? No. Can that at least turn my half point into a full point?
Nope.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't know.
Nothing from you, Bobby?
It's weird. Devo.
Where?
Tito.
Who?
What do you say, Justin?
I actually forgot the question. I'm just thinking about Battlefield Earth.
What is Shorty's real name in the movie Get Shorty?
What's his name in Battlefield Earth? What's the alien called? I don't know. Shorty. I have no idea.
You're all completely wrong. Leo DeVoe is his name. His name is Leo.
Another question. You kind of screwed us on that one. Go ahead.
Well, there's a couple here. Let's see here. I'm trying not to give you like really easy ones. Start off with Bobby on this one.
Okay.
What rock band is led by Michael Stipe? What rock band? That's my point, man.
Can I jump on this? No, it's you go.
You're going last.
You go.
Rush. What do you say?
R.E.M.
And the answer is R.E.M. Tony Cabral, you are the champion. Wow.
Well, that's
the
end
champion.
Of this game as we know it, and I feel fine.
All right. Ladies ladies and gentlemen.
Perfect timing, I guess, there.
I want to thank all three of these gentlemen for being on the Overtime 134. Check us out at theqnow.com. Dymofo on Twitter.
And Instagram. That's D-E-Y-E-M-O-F-O.
And don't forget to check out, you're now involved with Dynamo Pro Wrestling.
I am.
And they got a show coming up, do they not?
Friday, September 6th.
All right.
We're at Glen Carbon, Illinois at the Sports Academy, 101 The Game Drive.
All right. Cool. Definitely. Tony Cabral, anything you want to plug? Talk about.
Well, I was going to say a few things. I won't be back until you won't see me again until October because I do leave on Labor Day to go to Chicago to work on a film.
Aww. Humble brag.
But I, a short film that I worked on called Solitaire did go to the Cannes Film Festival a couple months ago, and you can actually watch the trailer for it at solitairethemovie.com.
You should link it on your website and go to thefilms.com.
It will be, and it'll also be on my Facebook page.
Solitaire the Movie?
Solitaire the Movie.
Man, all these video game adaptions.
Hey, Bobby, anything you want to plug?
You can check me out at your local Radio Shack. I'm the store manager for Radio Shack in Baldwin.
All right, cool. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for us.
That's a plug right there.
That's going to do it for us here on The Overtime. Thank you for still listening to us every single week. And check out theq9.com for old episodes, new episodes, and all the good stuff. We will see you guys next time on the show. I love bad, 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 my problem.